brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're awaiting the verdict in the military kangaroo court event. We no longer have constitutional courts in the military, definitely. They don't even follow their own military code. They try people who've been tortured, you name it. It's just complete garbage. We're awaiting the Manning decision on the WikiLeaks situation right now, and we will continue to cover that as things unfold here today. And we're taking your phone calls. But right now, we're going to go back to the calls. I was just talking to a caller in Wisconsin, Brendan, and he dropped off. I wanted to hold him over because he was talking about dating somebody that worked for the CIA and, you know, openly bragging about the weaponized media technology they have. I just hope all these people that work for the system, I mean, you do understand that you're the most brainwashed, most compartmentalized, and all this evil being done is going to come back on you and your family. You understand this is a compartmentalized, incremental shutdown of world civilization towards an exterminist program. And some of these bioweapons developers and people that I've talked to, like Dr. What's the doctor at UT? He'll pop my head in a minute. That came out and said, release airborne Ebola to kill 90% of the world population. Dr. Pianca. You know, I've had his graduate students that are now working in bioweapons send me threatening emails and things saying he only wants to kill 90%. Many of us believe all humans must be exterminated and we await the great day. And then I look up who they are and their PhD, and there they are in a white lab coat of a bioweapons system. I mean, you know, they are in control. And at least they're honest about how they believe humans are evil and want to kill everybody. But really, you look at them, they're always wild-eyed on just the ultimate power trip of, we're going to organize the killing of humanity, and the general public is so dumbed down under this technology that, you know, they hear this show and they go, man, this guy is whacked out. No, I'm not whacked out. Authoritarians are whacked out. And we're dealing with a new world order on steroids here. Let's go to John in California, then we'll go to Jack and Chad and Luke and Frank and everybody else. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Am I on?
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to call and talk about obviously government is our problem. The very existence of government, as Thomas Jefferson and our founders told us. You know, Thomas Jefferson was a minarchist, you know, wanted minimal government, and obviously that hasn't worked. I'm wondering if you would do a show on anarcho-capitalism, which is, you know, eliminating rulers, eliminating government, and just having unfettered free markets run the show, everything being competition, which is a worked-out system, basically, worked out by Murray Rothbard and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But some great books on that topic. There's also a great, you're talking about the dehumanization of the human race and what have you. There's a great article that listeners probably would enjoy and you would enjoy as well. It's called Jesus is an Anarchist. It's not particularly, it's just about the Bible as whatever you want to take it as literature or whatever, but one of the messages of the Bible being that government on earth is the domain of Satan, which is what you're saying frequently.
And by the way, clearly the whole Bible's about rebelling against corrupt government, and then they twist it and say the Bible's about submitting to it. Absolute pure bull. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I was wondering if you would, you know, consider having a show. I don't know how well-informed you are or well-read you are on the concept of anarcho-capitalism, but I think it's our way out. We have to educate the public, you know, to consider this as a very real and intelligent, humane, logical solution.
It is very humane and logical, and if we had a nation of George Washington's and Thomas Jefferson's, we could do it. The problem is the general public is so spoiled, so greedy, so lazy, so evil, and the government's made up of those people, that I mean, literally, they would die by the billions if we weren't there wiping their noses. And then you come full circle back to the globalist argument of, see, they're a bunch of scum, kill them. Yeah, but you helped make them scum. See, it's just amazing.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, seconds ago, they announced that Bradley Manning was found not guilty of the main charge, but found guilty of 15 lesser charges. And we'll give you those details as the transcript comes out. I don't want to get it wrong and was just watching it on Fox News out there in the studio. We will continue once we get the actual details for everyone here on air. But not guilty of the main charges, but found guilty of 15 lesser charges and to start serving his sentence tomorrow. And they do that because they know it looks bad to persecute this guy, so they'll just throw him in jail for a couple decades instead of for life. But we'll give you all the details as the text of it has not been released yet. As that unfolds, we're going to go back to your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into more of what's happening in the Obama administration as his entire agenda goes off the rails, from Obamacare to tax increases, you name it. What type of tricks do we expect them to pull, and how they're getting Hillary Clinton ready with all these made-for-TV government-funded propaganda telling us what a wonderful woman she is versus who she really is. And plus, I've had a lot of people ask me about Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the fact that rumors of their demise are greatly exaggerated. briefly at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you the inside scoop on what's going on with Clear Channel and Cumulus and XM as well. In fact, I've never seen a news article. Maybe it's out now, but a few months ago I learned about this and didn't want to be the one breaking it just because I don't want to get in the middle of what all these big radio giants are doing because I'm like a guy that works in the cracks on the mom-and-pop stations and on local stations and independently owned stations because I know how radio really works. It's all really three big companies that own most of the stations, and there's a few thousand out there they don't own, and those are mom and pops they're trying to buy up that have survived, the type of stations I'm on and that Genesis is on. And so you talk about 40 stations with Cumulus, I mean, big deal. They want more money. They want more of the ads. And radio is losing a lot of money at the national level right now. So Cumulus is saying no. And then they make it in the media, in the controlled White House media, like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are in trouble. No, it's that radio itself, because the economy is in trouble, And this is just a squabble. You know, it's kind of like XM. Is moving to basically get rid of all Clear Channel programming. And I knew that 2 months ago. And then no one else is talking about it. In fact, it's supposed to already be off in like a week, maybe 2 weeks. But also not just Clear Channel, basically all conservative or libertarian talk is supposedly going to be off, including our show and Genesis shows. And again, I happen to know, and they didn't even say it was secret. I happen to know basically a bunch of the details of this. And then when the media reports on it, they don't even know what's happening with it. I'm not even trying to know about all this stuff. And I was told months ago that Cumulus was going to kick Clear Channel stuff off of it because of a, you know, because Clear Channel wants more ads, more money. And that Clear Channel, all Clear Channel programming is going to go off XM. And then I don't want to be the one coming out and reporting it, because it's almost like whoever brings the bad news gets their head cut off. I'm quite frankly, I think it's so complex, I don't even want to get into it. It's just that, and then I heard other talk show hosts this morning who aren't associated with Clear Channel or Cumulus going, we need to lobby to get on these Cumulus stations. Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Pay them $50 million a year to get on there? I mean, how do you think you get on these big marquee main stations in these cities? The advertising and money is being paid. Unbelievable. Just the naivete of even radio host of how radio works absolutely blows my mind. And that's why I've always targeted the internet. AM and FM stations come, they go. We've grown. We're over 150 stations. That's a big deal. But we are dominant on the internet over Hannity, over everyone, over Limbaugh. I mean, our numbers dwarf them. 500, 600,000 on podcast, 300 plus thousand a day tuning in on streams, tens of millions a week watching us on YouTube, millions a week listening to us on terrestrial radio. And of course, they've had talkers and other groups go and look at those numbers and show that. But I realize how fractured and compartmentalized and really how media is moving towards a singularity. It's a big deal to have 1 million viewers on Discovery Channel or History Channel show. It's really big to have 3 million. It's huge to have 12 million like the Bible. It's huge. The Super Bowl, 65 million, that's you know, huge. In the old days, a news show would have 30, you know, the nightly news would have 30 million viewers, one channel. Now, CNN used to have 10 million viewers on Larry King Live back in the mid-1990s. Now they've got a 300,000, 400,000 in the same time slot with the red coat. But everybody still thinks it's the media, it's the dominant thing, and it's not. And so there are shakeups in radio going on, and Politico and Media Matters saying, oh, Rush Limbaugh has fallen, Rush Limbaugh has fallen, and talk show hosts celebrating, we need all these Rush Limbaugh stations. Rush Limbaugh's got 600-plus radio stations. 40 Cumulus go, they just go to the next station and have just as many listeners the next week. And again, I'm in direct competition with Rush Limbaugh, but I will not sit up here and have some fake victory dance over Rush Limbaugh's dead body when that is not what's happened. I just cannot believe how stupid people are. I'm sorry. It marvels the mind. Marvels the mind. Ladies and gentlemen, as the rest of radio implodes, big radio is only going to get bigger. Profits may not be as big all the time, but they're guaranteed to have bigger share. As all the little guys die, as all the little systems implode, I've tried to explain this to people. There is a singularity happening in media as it fractures. Everyone sinks, but the most competitive within the system get bigger. You understand? Drudge Report gets bigger. Infowars.com gets bigger. DrudgeReport.com gets bigger. Limbaugh stays the same or gets bigger. Because it's the last piece. It's like the singularity in media is like water rising. Okay, and the smaller islands get covered up by it. Okay, as everybody becomes media, as you get billions of choices a day, not millions of choices. Used to be dozens of choices, then hundreds of choices, then thousands of choices, then millions of choices, now billions of choices. And that's killed the old dinosaur media because they weren't competitive. They were caught in lies. They still haven't figured it out yet. They're that chutzpah, bravado, drunk. Thank God, because if they figured it out, they could have fought us better. Because because everything to them is narcissists, is that they're king of the earth, and they've still got people around them telling them that. But then you've got the old new media that's talk radio that always had bigger audiences than them. That is having problems, but is still dominant. And then you've got the few things like Infowars.com that are just exploding on every level. I said I'd cover that at the bottom of the hour. I just covered it. And people were asking me, why aren't you covering this? Aren't you glad Limbaugh's going down? I'm like, I always notice losers always like make it up that I've gone down, or it's the end, or coffin nails for Alex Jones, or Alex doesn't have any listeners. And you know, they even have Fox executives and CNN executives put articles out that I don't have any listeners and all this. Like, that makes it real. It's like magical thinking that there's fairies living under the bed or something. I mean, you guys are a joke. Losers are the same everywhere. They are delusional. They lie to themselves about things. I want reality. I live trying to find reality. And the truth is, I don't care about being a big shot. I don't care about having the biggest salary and the biggest contract. I care about having a future for humanity. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Chad in Kentucky. What's your take on Snowden and the rest of it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that Snowden and Manning are definitely heroes, but as you were saying, humanity is definitely devolving, and the public can't think for themselves, so they're only told what the news tells them, so they don't know what to think other than what Fox News tells them, so it's not good for whistleblowers. The second thing on the DOD telling the truth, I think they're going to be a little bit more truthful, and they're going to put more of a spin on it, but it's going to be more of the stuff like, yes, we are spying on you with drones. Yes, we are doing this just to create the fear factor. And I've got one quick question if I got time.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you explain to me why do you think that they would Breitbart Michael Hastings but not do that to Adam Kokesh? If all this information gets released and nothing ever happens, you know, it just doesn't make sense that they would do that to Hastings but not to Kokesh, because he's trying to get more of a movement going. Seems like,
well, it makes perfect. They don't want to make a martyr out of a political guy that was trying to be like a warrior leader. They want to kill the high credibility people like a Hastings, who had bombshell info that could have sunk them. And they only kill you when they absolutely have to. They'd rather kill your credibility. And let's face it, Kokesh, I admire his courage, but smoking pot on air, acting crazy. You know, I get he's free. I am me. I am free. But, you know, Kokesh, at some points, you know, actually kind of hurts his cause. But you can say that about me, too. But I mean, no, they're putting him under the jail now with no bond. So, you know, they're destroying him that way to scare everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, if all this information gets released and nothing ever gets done about it, it seems like he's still going to be a thorn in their side. You know, if no one's crying out for Michael Hastings, why not just take care of Adam the same way they did that?
Well, we've kind of reached that point. They may start coming after me, too. I mean, that's the point we've gotten to, where the president signs the NDAA 2 years ago and says, we can kill any citizen we want and keep it secret. We can torture people and put them on trial. We can spy on anybody we want. We're God. We can take your bank accounts. So, we're getting to that point. But they know once that starts, then people start shooting back. So that's why they don't want to cross that line.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel.
Well, undoubtedly, Bradley Manning leaked things like Henry Kissinger in the 1980s at Bilderberg meetings. This is mainstream news. Saying the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little bit longer. Because unconstitutional, you've got to get past people in public. There is a war against checks and balances by the criminal class that wants to be able to play God. And Bradley Manning is an incredible hero and a political prisoner, and we should all pray for him. Bradley Manning's not guilty of aiding the enemy, but otherwise guilty of everything else, is what Gizmodo has to say about it. Not guilty of that, but 15 other counts. Bradley Manning found not guilty of aiding the enemy in WikiLeaks case. That's the Star reporting. U.S. Army Bradley Manning, private, has been acquitted of aiding the enemy for giving secrets to WikiLeaks. The much-anticipated verdict was delivered Tuesday afternoon to a crowd of international journalists who descended on Fort Meade, Maryland. And they have all these private goons out there with their machine guns, getting you used to the image of our securities, private security, and machine guns everywhere. So everybody looks at that and gets used to living in a third world country. Everything's a psyop. Totally illegal, despicable. It's all about raw king rat force. That's manly in America. Well, you can go to Guatemala and see that. You could do that 50 years ago. Everything is just an image of a criminal government. Bradley Manning, not guilty of aiding the enemy over WikiLeaks, guilty of at least 15 lesser charges. U.S. soldier Bradley Manning has been found guilty of the other counts, including espionage, computer fraud, theft charges, but not guilty of the most serious charge of aiding the enemy, which carried a possible life sentence. He was found guilty of 5 espionage charges, the AP reports, and others. So, and look at the image of the men waddling out with him. I want to show some of the viewers this if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, but radio listeners have all seen the images out there over and over again of the swollen, you know, weightlifter guys, because this is the new status. You don't live in a free country. You don't have a good pension fund. You don't have a future. You don't have health. But everybody can, you know, weigh 300 pounds and look like a linebacker and strut around with guys surrounding you with machine guns, bugging their eyes out, acting tough. We'll see how tough all these guys are that are filled with GMO cancer right now. You know, even top UFC fighters, you hear about them not even able to walk a few years after and unable to get out of bed and stuff. All the big mighty will fall. So just remember that. But, again, I just see it. America didn't used to have a bunch of guys with machine guns at a military trial, bugging their eyes out for the camera, acting tough, projecting dominance. That's Nazi Germany didn't even do that. That's really bad banana republics, people act and dress like this. I mean, it's just the imagery of our country is so knuckle-dragging. Oh, man, it makes me sick. Jack in Georgia, what's your take on this?
Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm sad for Bradley Manning. I mean, he did the right thing. He exposed a lot of serious crime.
Absolutely. I actually can tell you two sides of seeing this go down. I actually had a top-secret clearance while I was in the Navy, and at that time, they indoctrinate you so much to the fact that they would tell you these stories about certain people who had top-secret clearances sneaking out thumb drives and trying to sell it to the Russians, you know. And you are a useful idiot this time, you know, 20, 21, 22, that if I was still in that mindset, I would be with how the media is portraying it, you know. But I've been woken up since 2008, and the way I see it now, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, I want to hear your inside take on this, but giving thumb drives to the Russians is treason. Coming out and saying we torture people, we set up innocent people, we murder innocent people, that's your duty. But they equate anybody even speaking out against corruption as a Ruski, and that's not what it is.
You're exactly correct. I mean, but I'm telling you, the way they would spin this, they would have, you know, to even get that clearance, they make you sit through hours and hours and hours. I just gave that one kid with the Russian thumb drive just as an example. But they would, they're spinning this so many different ways, and the key term, useful idiot, it works.
Well, I'll tell you the main crime here. I'll tell you what, come back. Don't hang up. I want to let you finish, okay, Jack?
Okay.
Stay there, and we'll get to Syrian Girl and the other callers after you. And then the last 30 minutes of the next hour, we're getting the magician on who was told by the federal government he couldn't do his magic shows anymore without federal authorization because the feds want to run every aspect of our lives. But the big issue here is a chilling effect on people in government not reporting criminal activities. They're trying to build that as espionage.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're going to continue taking your phone calls and covering the news. Bradley Manning acquitted of aiding the enemy, but found guilty of espionage. Okay, that's clear. And at least 15 other counts. And when tyrants run the country, the best men rot in filthy jails, while those that cry appease, appease are hung by those they tried to please. And we're going to be talking to Syrian girl here in just a moment. Her family was a prominent family. She's been on national Australian TV as, you know, their full name, and her family. After she'd been on this show a few times, she was trying to protect her identity. And her family was a part of the ruling party there, basically kicked out by the Assad folks. So that makes her an even more credible source, because she's against what's happening in Syria, even though she doesn't like Assad, because it is a Western destabilization mass murder operation. We're going to be talking to her in just a moment, because it's just the atrocities committed by the Al-Qaeda forces and the Al-Qaeda brigades. They actually fly Al-Qaeda flags. They They call themselves the Al-Qaeda Brigades, the Osama bin Laden Brigades. And they're now in Egypt. That's who the Egyptian military is shooting. And I don't like the military shooting people, but it is an attempt to radically take over Egypt as well. And why would our government be supporting this? Again, because they want destabilization. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Jack, somebody you say that worked in classified areas and saw the stuff going on. Other points you'd like to add about what now Bradley Manning is facing, decades in prison?
Not exactly on that. I kind of wanted to tell you about something that happened to me while I was in the Navy that you'd probably be interested in.
Sure, go ahead.
My helicopter got shot down in 2008 during a Pacific Partnership tour. It was like a Go America tour throughout Asia. And what was crazy to me is that because it didn't fit their script, this is what actually started. This is what woke me up, and I just had to get out of the military at this point. Because no one ever heard about it. And because it didn't fit their script, I mean, it's just, it was beyond me. And then they shut down the ship, and everyone got complete, you know, three-hour briefings about secrecy. And it blew my mind that, you know, I come back, and, you know, no one's even heard about it, and I can't even talk about it. Well, now I'm way out, so it doesn't matter anymore. But there's just a blip on a blog on the New York Times about it. And I was wondering if you even heard about that and why you think that they would have silenced that at the time, you know?
Well, why do you think that was happening?
I have no idea. I mean, we were on a hospital ship doing a Go America tour, which was really weird because every port we were actually the first boots in Vietnam, since Vietnam War, and every port we go to, we'd drop off Project Smile, drop off doctors, and you know, do a Go America tour. But then we'd have this massive party with all these high officials in every country we went to, and we were actually allowed up there because we were like the only Special Forces unit on the boat, and we'd just be having. You know, beers and really expensive food on the flight deck of this hospital ship, you know? And, you know, now that I'm woken up, I see that, you know, not only are they trying to infiltrate these small Asian countries, but they're warming up the head officials so that, you know, they can later come in and make deals with them.
When you were in Special Forces, you say in the Navy, Did you ever do anything like the Delta Force does, where they go and like buy off, just say, be our friend, here's $200,000, and then the police chief says, are you trying to bribe me? Is this a setup? No, here's a letter from the president. We just want to give you $200,000 for being a nice guy. And then a year later, the mafia comes and says, okay, now you're going to deal drugs for us or let us do it. You took $200,000. And these police chiefs are shocked. They go, I thought my president told me to do this. And they go, watch it, buddy. You're involved. Did you ever hear about stuff like that?
That sounds like economic hitman type stuff. No, I did combat search and rescue, helicopter search and rescue. I was a 50 cal door gunner. And
so you did real special forces type combat and rescue stuff, not infiltration. Because you know, special forces across the board, the higher up units, they are trained in infiltrating and influencing target countries with cash and things like that. You never heard of units that did stuff like that?
I will tell you this, Alex. When we arrived in the Persian Gulf back, I mean, this is like 2004, we dropped a SEAL unit because we flew with SEALs all the time. We were their helicopter skiff, you know?
Yeah.
You got the boat guys, you got the EOD guys, then you got the helicopter guys. Pretty much everyone is in unison. And we dropped off a SEAL team unit. And at this time, I didn't know what it was, but now I know. Absolutely, opium fields. Absolutely. It was like 2004, you know? And then to come back and realize how the opium production skyrocketed around that 2002-2003 years, it was just mind-blowing to see how much I was a pawn in their scheme, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Let me ask you this question, and we'll go to our guest, and I appreciate you calling in. When I run into military on the street, no exaggeration, if I'm walking by military, half the time they go, Alex Jones, and shake my hand, and we're waking up. And I say, how many people are awake? And they say 30, 50, 60, so I average it, 45, 50% are awake to the fact that there's criminal interest to control the government. It's bigger than Obama, that they're being trained to take on the American people. What percentage of people you talk to in special forces, I guess it was the Navy, it'd be Navy SEALs, what percentage of them are starting to figure out? I mean, we saw on Michael Savage last week, the father of one of the SEAL Team 6 people, whose helicopter blew up, saying they blew up the helicopter, they killed him. Well, I told people when it happened that we have a family friend whose son, who we've known for, I mean, my dad's been good friends with him for like 20 years. I mean, they have come over for barbecue. His son's in SEAL Team. I'm not going to say what SEAL Team. It's not SEAL Team 6. They said, no, no, the families think that there was a bomb on board and that it was blown up. And see, I didn't just say that, folks. I mean, obviously they wouldn't come on air. And this is somebody we know who just knew people who died. So now that's on Savage with the dad saying that. I mean, we're not making this stuff up, folks. I don't just come and say, I have a source and they said this. I mean, I'm telling you something. I mean, it happened. What percentage would you say are awake or are starting to wake up?
I will tell you this. I have friends that went through school with me that are now, two of them are in SEAL Team 5 and one of them actually made it to SEAL Team 6. And I don't know how, do you know how they select you for SEAL Team 6? Each team walks through a hall and they have a picture of the guy in the team and they put a check on whoever they want to progress to SEAL Team 6. So it's a very small unit, but it's not just like in one area, like SEAL Team 5, SEAL Team 1, you know, which is cross coast.
Well, from what I know about it, I mean, and then they got units that are actually sheep dipped above it, just like Delta Force. They do the political weird stuff, assassinations, you know, some of the dirtier things, and that's why they've killed so many of them. I mean, folks, you don't want to be involved in the super special units. Believe me, I've had family that have been involved in things like this, and they say it's once you even go beyond the military and they go, you're now an agent of the CIA, and, you know, you're now former special forces associated with CIA and the National Security Council. Once you get into that group, I mean, it is bad, man. Those are the guys loading the drugs on the planes. They're the ones guarding DynCorp when they're flying kids out. I mean, it's unbelievably bad. And most of them end up having a conscience problem and they get killed. Any comments on that?
I have a conscience problem because when I was shot down, I suppressed fire and, you know, and this is Mindanao, you know, in Philippines, which is a bunch of civilians in huts, you know. But my buddy that's in SEAL Team 6, you know, I speak very freely with him. He doesn't care, you know. And there is a lot of anger towards the system and Obama. And I'll let you know that.
So do they know? I mean, do they know what's going on?
It's always like at the tip of their tongue, you know. And I'm not sure. I got counseled on my way out of the military because I woke up to you because someone graffitied InfoWars on a street sign. And I was driving to work. I was like, oh, what is that? And I don't recommend people doing that, but I bet it woke up so many people in San Diego when I was there. On my way out the door, I was starting to bring up certain questions to people. And let's just say it wasn't a good salute out the door. I counseled a few times and then I left.
Well, sir, you left with your conscience and your life, and people better figure out across the board that this is not a game. There are thousands of army hitmen alone who just kill people in the U.S. And it's just so sad how naive the public is. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling into the show. And I appreciate Syrian Girl getting up early. This is the middle of the night over in Australia to come on with us. Again, her family was in the ruling party there, got run out by the Assads. So even though they don't like Assad or his son, she, for about a year and a half, has given us incredible intel that's all turned out to be absolutely true. And since then, she's gone public with her full name, but on national Australian television. We'll just call her Syrian Girl. Here today with us, Syrian Girl, I appreciate you holding while I went to that caller. He was very important. You've got the floor, the latest developments in Syria, the mass murder, but also the Al-Qaeda brigades killing Christians and Coptic Muslims and others, Coptic Christians and Alawites in other areas. What is happening and what's the real state of the ongoing stalemate war in Syria right now?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. You're welcome to call me Mimi Al-Laham if you like.
It's okay.
Quite widespread.
Okay, fantastic.
Great. Well, you know, the media has been sort of hyping up that there's this big split between the so-called moderate rebels, as they call them, and Al-Qaeda, and they hyped up an assassination of one of the FSA insurgents and Al-Qaeda. Which is Jabhat al-Nusra, is the name it's going by in Syria. So, but in reality, you know, they choose their words very carefully because they say moderate rebels. They don't say secular rebels. And that's because they're no secular rebels. Secular rebels are a very tiny minority. And, you know, moderate relative to what? Like, relative to Al-Qaeda? And in The Economist, you might bring up the table that was shown of the types of groups and the names of the groups that are part of the rebels. This includes Ansar al-Islam, which is an Islamist group, and then you have Liwa al-Tawheed, which are under the umbrella of the moderate non-Al-Qaeda rebels, but that's the same group that was responsible for strapping a bomb to a prisoner last year and trying to get him to drive through a checkpoint and become an unwilling suicide bomber. So this is the groups that the U.S. government are labeling as moderate groups. And then you have, you know, Farouk Battalion and Sawar al-Sham, and it's a long list of maybe not Al-Qaeda-level insanity, but certainly religious groups. And in Syria, religious-based political parties aren't allowed. And there's a reason for that, because we have many religious groups. And when you have religious parties, everybody will start to vote for their own religious party. And then you have something that's exactly like Lebanon, where their society is so fractured and split, and they've had multiple civil wars.
Sure, there's a separation of church and state. You don't have religious parties. We don't have that here either. I mean, you can go have one, but once they get in government, it can't be a religious-based government.
And I think that's really sensible. You know, religion, there's nothing wrong or inherently evil about any of the religions, but religion in politics just creates many, many problems. And, you know, just because they're moderate compared to Al-Qaeda doesn't mean they're not Islamic, doesn't mean that they don't steal from people, doesn't mean that they don't kick people out of their homes, doesn't mean that...
Doesn't mean they're not constantly killing each other. So let me ask you this question. What is the current real state of the battlefield situation from your sources inside Syria right now?
Well, if things carry on as they are and the rebels or insurgents aren't giving any weapons, then the army has a sure victory. The fact that Qusayr fell in Homs is that is kind of like the Stalingrad of Syria, because Homs, the city Homs, has all the roads to all the major cities around Syria. So it's a control point. So now the Syrian military controls that control point, everything else will follow through. But unfortunately, you know, you have people like Carly Levine meeting up with Salim Idris and talking about not caring about the consequences, but definitely wanting to give weapons. And the thing is, what I'd also like to mention is that, you know, this rivalry is hyped up in the media about between the FSA and the Al-Qaeda groups. But in fact, you know, there was an article written by Andrew McCarthy, which highlights the fact that the split between Al-Qaeda and the FSA is not so deep. Because in an Al Jazeera report, Colonel Abdul Rahman, he's calling himself a colonel, which is a member of the rebels' Supreme Military Council, said that Al-Qaeda was welcome in Syria to help fight the regime.
But even the CFR admits about 60% of the fighters are jihadis out of Saudi Arabia who affiliate with Al-Qaeda. They even have Al-Qaeda uniforms. They wave Al-Qaeda flags. I've seen in Egypt the people throwing the secular folks off buildings are waving Al-Qaeda flags. I mean, this is Al-Qaeda.
It's, you know, it's all out in the open. They haven't really You know, what manner of treason is it to welcome Al-Qaeda or foreigners into your land to kill your people? The only group that's fighting Al-Qaeda in Syria right now is the Syrian army. The FSA are not fighting Al-Qaeda. They are weak compared to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the biggest fighting group fighting the Syrian army in Syria. And, you know, around the same time, and this is very important, Al Jazeera also reported 2 weeks ago, they interviewed a leader in Al-Qaeda in Syria, and he said that the FSA was actually selling them weapons. So, of course, when the U.S. is going to give these rebels weapons, it's going to end up in the hands of Al-Qaeda. And even now, they've admitted recently that in Aspen Security Forum, they're actually giving them a wage of $150 a month. This came out a few days ago. And if you check my YouTube channel, I also point out that I caught one guy that was interviewed by Channel 4 News in the UK, an Al-Qaeda guy, saying that he also receives $150 a month. So you wonder if it's coming from the same distributor. And when the EU lifted an oil embargo in Syria, in the northern part of Syria, where Al-Raqqa, actually the group that controls Raqqa and controls the oil flow is Al-Qaeda.
That's right. So they've got control of that oil pipeline. Stay there. Well, that's our government, as usual, funding Al-Qaeda while using them to take all of our liberties away. So next time the TSA wants to stick their hands down your pants, say, how dare you? Your government works for Al-Qaeda.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Folks, Alex Jones back live on this Tuesday edition. We've got Syrian Girl joining us with a report on what's happening over there from all her sources. It's proven very accurate. Now you see her on Australian and international television, breaking it down. Looking at this, you know, the most important news you've covered in the last month or two since we had you on InfoWars Nightly News or on the Daily Radio Show, what is most important for people to know about what's happening? We had Israel hit Syria and blow up some of their defensive missiles. The Russians reportedly lost people that were there, and they're now threatening Israel. I mean, we see Israel helping gang up to support handing over that area to the radical Islamists because Israel's allied, like the U.S., with Saudi Arabia. I mean, how is Israel going to have that fly aiding al-Qaeda?
Well, with Israel, you know, the whole agenda of Israel is to cut Syria up because you know, under Zionism, they want to control everything from the Nile to the Euphrates. So they see Syria and Iran as, you know, a rival or a threat to their ideology. Or if Syria wants the occupied land back, which is the Golan Heights, which Israel currently occupies, that's a problem for Israel. So what's the best idea? Divide and conquer. And the whole agenda, even in 2006, Gondalese arrived, outlined the project for a new Middle East. And it showed that Iran and Iraq and Syria were divided, and Syria and Iraq in particular were divided into threes, a south in Iraq, north, south, and middle, north being the Kurdish part. And in Syria, they wanted to create an Alawite and Christian coast separate to everything else. And, you know, al-Qaeda's ideology is Wahhabism, and some of these people in Wahhabism feel that they cannot tolerate any other religion in the area that they are in. And they also think that if there's a majority of Muslims anywhere, then that land belongs to them. Like Pakistanis who are Wahhabi are coming to Syria and saying, this is our land, Syrians out. Because if these Syrians aren't, you know, Wahhabis, then they've got to go. You can kill them to get them out.
Yeah, so they're really a colonialist.
That's exactly what it is. You know, it's exploiting religion to
It's Muslim colonists, radical Muslim colonists who colonize other peaceful Muslim nations, and that's why the globalists are funding them, because they want to spread radical Islam worldwide as a tool of destabilization. Unbelievable.
It's like a reverse crusade, you know, in sort of speak. So, like, as a Muslim, it doesn't matter to me if my Syrian friend is a Christian, because that we're both Syrian, you know, we're neighbors, we grew up in the same land, we've got the same kind of mentality and the same culture. So of course I'm going to be caring about what happens to my Syrian compatriots more so than, you know, some foreigner coming to my land to kill them.
And again, that's the key. Even though you're a Sunni, you're not a Wahhabist, you're not supporting what's happening to Syria because it's a foreign invasion. And that's why the globalists fund radical Wahhabist Islam, is that it is a way to basically attack nation states. It's another international arm they use.
Wahhabism never existed in Syria before this time. So it goes to show you how this ideology has been exported into Syria. And it doesn't really mesh with our society. I mean, we've been like this secular for forever, since we began 10,000 years ago. So,
well, I tell you, it is a real crime against humanity. What do you think of the Peace Prize winner Obama funding al-Qaeda to come in and mass murder men, women, and children? What do you want to say to the American people?
I want to say that I don't like to interfere with people's internal affairs. I respect the American people. I think they're great people. But unfortunately, the government is way out of line. They've been attacking countries all over the place. They've been supporting dictatorships. They've been supporting apartheid. And I think Obama is a traitor to his people and to his country.
Yeah, but he's really not an American, so he can't be a traitor. But if he was an American, he would be a traitor. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.